Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The free beer and hot wings show free clip of the day.
All right. Hot wings.
Yeah.
Who would you like to take on first in invention battle? As the old dog, you get to choose. Do you want to take on Kelly or Steve?
I'd like to take on Kelly.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Let's fight.
Okay. Bitch. Winner takes on Steve.
Okay.
And then after that, I don't know what we'll do.
Okay.
Hot wings. The invention you will have 15 seconds to advocate for is the toilet brush. And you have to tell Kelly why it's better than her ashtray. Begin.
Are you kidding? Ashtrays are so out of the realm now. Nobody needs an ashtray, but what we have is toilets, and you got to keep those clean. Toilet brush helps you clean it, because otherwise you'd have to use your bare hand, and that's just stupid.
Okay, you did it. You did it in 14 seconds, and it took you 5 seconds to say toilet.
It's better than your bare hand.
Yeah, it's better than your bare hand.
How much time do we get?
15 seconds.
15 seconds.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Why is an ashtray better than a toilet brush?
Well, an ashtray is better than a toilet brush for so many reasons, because in an ashtray, when you've got friends over that smoke, you don't want them ashing on your floor, so you have an ashtray. On top of that, when you go places, you can find them in all different sort of decorative forms, so they can match your style. You can't do that with toilet brushes. They're all ugly.
Hot wings, rebuttal.
Again, ashtrays and smoking are obsolete. If you have friends that smoke, you can just have them go outside. You can't go outside to poop. You need a clean toilet. And you need a toilet brush to have a clean toilet. Toilet brush.
Kelly, final rebuttal.
Have you never heard of the little gel pads that you can just stick on your toilet now and swish around? They do the cleaning for you. You don't even need to waste that plastic that you're using and putting into the earth with your toilet brush.
No, they don't work. That's stupid.
Steve, this is now your argument.
Time for our decision. The clear winner is the toilet brush. There's no way you get to smoke in Kelly's house with an ashtray. No.
You've never been in my house where every time my daughter goes number two, she leaves a beached whale on the side of the
Like, how it do is, you do that?
No little gel pack is swishing that thing.
Yeah, right?
No.
Not unless you put 100 in and you flush it every time.
No, that stuff, man, it dries out. It's like an avocado. Boy, those, you never get that off the plate.
Yeah, kids are really good at beaching them on the front because their butt doesn't go far enough back.
Right, yeah, exactly. They're barely on the toilet.
That is so gross.
Yeah,
I know.
Oh, kids. Nasty.
I'd rather they smoked in the house.
All right, Hot Wings versus Steve. Hot Wings.
Yes.
This time around, you will have shower curtain. And Steve, you have the shot glass. Hot Wings, begin.
Oh, people shower every day. You need a thing to keep the water in the shower. Otherwise, it's going to go everywhere. That's why a shower curtain is handy. Also, it's totally inexpensive. It's a great way to keep water everywhere without spending a lot of money.
Steve, the shot glass. Why is it better than the shower curtain?
The shot glass is far superior to the shower curtain because the shower curtain, you can be careful and not spread water everywhere when you're taking a shower. Mm. How difficult is it, though, to take a shot without a glass? You can't do it. What, are you going to pour it in your hand? No. Shot glass, far superior.
Hot Wings rebuttal.
If you want to have a shot, just take a swig out of the bottle. You can't take a shower carefully and keep water from splashing onto the floor. That's idiotic, and you know it. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Steve rebuttal.
You can absolutely take a shower without splashing water, or you could just take a bath. Everyone loves taking a bath. But why would you take a swig out of a bottle? That's going to transfer germs. Don't want to transfer germs.
Alcohol kills germs.
The winner is definitely shot glass. No deals have ever been struck over a shower curtain.
Also, you could just
he didn't
get,
make
like,
that argument.
No, but it's one I thought of, and I wanted him to do it.
You could just get a shower door. You don't need the curtain.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
I would choose the door over curtain every time. Why does it always touch you, no matter how far you go to the other side?
I don't know, and it doesn't matter how many damn magnets you put on there. That bubble's going to happen where it touches you.
That's why you got to get the curved bar.
I know, I have the curved bar at my house.
Great.
I'm not a peasant.
Yeah, Kelly loves the curves, Steve.
Oh, yeah. There's a curve and a bar. She serves the curve.
All right. Are you ready for the next round?
Yeah, I'm in.
Steve as the champion.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly will take on Rachel.
Oh, boy.
Rachel, are you ready to defend an invention?
Sure.
Okay. Kelly, your invention is...
Okay.
the wet wipe. Rachel, you have the bath bomb. She's really excited. All right, Kelly, 15 seconds to tell us why the wet wipe is the superior invention to bath bomb.
Well, the wet wipe is obvious for all parents as to why it's a wonderful invention, because it gets those beached whales cleaned up off those little butt cheeks. And it's also perfect if you've got any little berries left behind, because then you just do a quick little wet wipe and your butt cheeks are clean again. It's like taking a shower in your crotch.
Crotch.
Is that the tagline for wet wipes?
Well, take
wet
a shower. Wipes. Take
in
a
your
shower.
Crotch.
Yeah. Shower for your crotch.
Rachel, 15 seconds on why the bath bomb is the superior invention.
Wow.
I feel like you got to.
Come on.
This wasn't a real fair thing.
Man.
But yeah.
You can do it. Sell
all right.
Have you ever
come on,
used...
young marketing Padawan.
Have you ever used a bath bomb or have you ever used a wet wipe and then immediately wanted to feel like you have sand grit in between your butt cheeks? Use a bath bomb because it makes it feel like you're swimming in Fun Dip dust, which is so superior to a wet wipe. I love feeling like I have crusty little sand particles all over me while I'm in the tub.
So this isn't so much that the bath bomb is superior, it's that you just don't like wet wipes.
No, I.
No,
here's the thing. I
like
love
bath bombs.
You
the bath
really
bombs,
gave
yeah.
me the thing that I hate. I hate bath bombs. I think they're terrible. I have like 4,000 packs of wet wipes in my house. I would much rather be this flipped around. Bath bombs make me feel like I am one of those hot chocolate bombs that you put in a cup of hot milk.
Yeah.
I got one. I literally have one right here.
And you drink your bath bombs?
It's amazing.
And okay. those look delicious, but like bath bombs are just that but soap. I would rather it be chocolate.
Yeah, but you can drink your bath bomb afterwards. You can drink that water. It's good for you.
Yeah.
So it makes my insides as clean and gritty as my outside.
Consider a fun at-home stunt and just get a bunch of these chocolate bath bombs, put them in the bathtub, and just climb in with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lay down and drink.
Yeah. I'll rewire my plumbing so hot milk comes out of it.
Now you can use hot
one way
water.
To look at it. All right, Hot Wings and Steve,
yes.
We're going to assign your object a little bit differently this time.
All right.
Choose between the numbers of 1 and 20, and you will get the corresponding invention from my list.
I will take 14.
Toenail clippers.
Oh, yes. Those are very handy.
Steve, same thing.
Beat. 17.
The koozie. All right, so here you go. You have a chance to win Invention Battle. Hot Wings, your record is 1-1. Steve is 1-0. This is an important game if you're going to make the Invention Playoffs. Hot Wings, 15 seconds, begin.
Ha ha, koozies are for suckers who can't drink their drink fast enough, while toenail clippers are for everyone. Everyone has toenails that grow, fingernails that grow. You need to clip them and keep them manicured and look good. That's why toenail clippers are so important. Otherwise, you'd have to chew them off.
All right, Steve, you're making the advocacy happen for the koozie.
Yeah.
And I can see you are chomping at the bit to get to it. We haven't seen this excitement since Rachel advocated for bath bombs. Here we go, Steve. Why is the koozie better than the clippers?
Well, the koozie is better than clippers because clippers, that was like reinventing the wheel. You already had scissors and pruning shears, lawnmower blades. You could cut your toenails and fingernails with a wide variety of things. Why do we need another one? Koozies, on the other hand, one purpose. They keep your beer cold, and nothing else in the world could possibly do that.
Hot Wings, do you
Thank
want
you?
To retort?
My Uncle Nubby disagrees. Once tried to cut his toenails with a chainsaw, because that's all that had been invented up until that point. But for the rest of us, toenail clippers have saved our digits.
And now I know why he's Uncle Nubby.
Well, my Uncle Warm Beer never had a cold beer in his life until the koozie was invented, and he would proclaim that it's the greatest invention ever.
Well, that's pretty strong testimony. Congratulations to the koozie for being the best invention.
Oh, this seems rigged.
Rachel, choose a number between 1 and 20.
Okay, 12.
The spatula.
Okay.
Kelly, between 1 and 20, please.
5.
The ShamWow.
Oh, Vince.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Do you know what that is?
I don't know what the ShamWow is.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
Well,
choose again.
It's a good comparison when somebody everyone has one thing in their house and no one has the other thing.
No, I'll choose again. ShamWow. I'll do it.
Okay. It's a chamois. It's a chamois to dry.
Let's just say wow, because it's wow. So
what did you get, Rachel?
I got the spatula.
Okay. Rachel, you have 15 seconds to tell us why the spatula is the superior invention to the ShamWow.
Oh, my gosh. The spatula is going to be superior in every way, shape, and form. You can cook so many things with a spatula. Spatulas can also be used as fly swatters and a million other things. If your significant other is annoying you while they're in the kitchen with you, you can smack them away. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
And sex play.
Exactly.
My mom used to use those when we were in trouble.
Yeah, my mom too.
She used to bring children with them.
Kelly, why is the ShamWow better than the spatula?
Oh, man. Do you wish you could dry and polish any surface, like anyone in the whole world? ShamWow, it can do that. It is so good. It'll make you say, wow.
Didn't so get very deep on the research,
huh? Why is it better than the spatula?
Because of the type of cloth that it's made out of. It's multi-purpose cleaning chamois towel cloth. And it can absorb anything on any surface.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Mm. Spill some right now. I dare you. I don't have a chamois.
Don't challenge us for that.
Go ahead and flip a burger without your spatula.
Yeah.
Looks like spatula gets the win there.
Dang it.
I think with a little more time, I think you could have gotten... No, there was... You barely got enough to fill 15 seconds that time. All right. Kelly, who do you want to play in the next round?
Steve.
Against?
Oh.
Who?
Me.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's what you were asking.
Steve. Yeah. Between 1 and 20.
1.
Travel shampoo bottles.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Kelly.
4.
The heart emoji. Okay, which is better, travel shampoo or the heart emoji? Steve.
Come on, sell it, you guys. Mm-hmm.
Steve, begin.
I'll tell you why travel shampoo bottles are far superior to the heart emoji. Because without travel shampoo bottles, if we didn't have them, what would those soldiers that are at the airport every week when we go to fly somewhere, what would they have to take out of our bags and to measure and to shake and to hold up to the light? Little shampoo bottles actually help employment rates in this country stay up.
So you're arguing that it's the travel shampoo that makes TSA stay in
Absolutely.
Business?
Absolutely.
It seems like that would be counterintuitive. Kelly, why is the heart emoji the better invention?
Well, you know why? Because what travel shampoo bottles can't do, the heart emoji can do. Travel shampoo bottles can't turn your lovers on, but a heart emoji can in the right setting. That's right. It can lure your lovers. And shampoo bottles are littering the oceans across the world. So obviously the heart emoji will never do that because it's in your phone and it's not trash. So the heart emoji is superior.
So it's better because it's not trash.
Yeah.
Steve, do you want to retort?
I would like to retort. I would disagree greatly that shampoo bottles cannot be used for pleasure because we see news stories all the time from China.
No one's ever enjoyed falling on a heart emoji.
In fact, you have to be careful with those travel size ones.
Exactly.
Those will get lost
easy. Yeah, exactly. But that's why they are superior.
Yeah, but can a shampoo bottle make you feel better on a bad day like a heart emoji?
Absolutely.
What are you more likely to get from your emotionally closed-off father-in-law when you say hello to them? A heart emoji or a travel shampoo bottle? That's the question. Mm. Travel shampoo bottle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rachel versus Hot Wings.
Okay.
This is for the championship. Very arbitrarily.
The championship?
Yeah, wow. You did really well.
Yeah.
You didn't win, but you did very well.
The first.
This text, I have never heard the word far superior so many times as I have in the last 20 minutes of my life. Yeah. All right, Rachel.
Okay.
You get toilet paper.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's important.
Hot wings.
Tough to beat that.
Yeah, it is tough.
You get mailbox flags.
Oh, no problem.
I wanted to give you something I knew you were into.
A battle of the century.
Okay.
Two inventions.
All the most newfangled stuff.
Two inventions everyone's talking about these days.
Man,
all
I
right.
use both of these things every day.
That's not possible.
Totally.
All right. Rachel, tell us why toilet paper is the better invention to mailbox flags.
Toilet paper is the better invention because you can use it to wipe your butt. You can use it to TP someone's house. You can use it to blow your nose. You can use it to wipe up spills. It's also just perfect for cleaning anything. You need to just wipe up anything anywhere. Grab some toilet paper. It's there for you when you need it always. You know exactly where it is every day.
How, Angs, tell us why the mailbox flag is better than toilet paper.
Well, on the three times a year that I have to send out something, I need that little flag to alert the post office person that there's something in there. Otherwise, when they open the thing to deliver me junk mail, they might think that's already junk mail they've delivered in the past and I just wasn't home or I was dead. That alerts them that there is something new in there and also I'm still alive.
Rachel,
that is
a retort?
True. That's true. The very alive thing. Because if you don't have your mail for like 2 weeks, they'll call the police. They're like, man, this person has checked the mail in 2 weeks. They're probably dead.
Am I the only one that thinks that the mailbox flag should work the opposite way? Like when they put mail in there, they should put the flag up.
That'd
so that way
really
I can
nice.
Look out the window and be like, cool, I got mail. Instead of
But how would you then signal that the mail was to go to them?
Well, they're stopping
two
at my
flags!
House. They're stopping at my house regardless.
If there's
not a day that goes by that I don't get some kind of garbage in the mail.
No, but how do they know that Holly's just said, how do they know that it wasn't just something you didn't go get?
We just got a new, it's a new invention.
It's not postmarked.
You've already got the one side, on the right side, because they pull up. Then when they put something new in there, they can put the left
side
flag up.
Yeah.
And that one's bright green.
It seems very time efficient for the postal workers.
It's not going to take them hardly any more time at all.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.